Weather-wise, it has been a very active spring here in the state of Arkansas, especially north central and northeast Arkansas, and many folks are still recovering from damages. This morning, Fabian Gutierrez from the Federal Emergency Management Agency joins us in studio, along with Gary Anderson from the U.S. Small Business Administration. We're going to talk a little bit about disaster recovery and disaster assistance. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Fabian, start off and tell us a little bit about how people can apply for FEMA assistance.
Sure. So, you know, survivors from the two different storms in March and April, and we have different counties, of course, that were affected by this. If I could just go over those counties real quick. So survivors in the Green, Hot Spring, Independent, Izzard, Jackson, Lawrence, Randolph, Sharp, and Stone counties may apply for federal assistance if they were damaged, had any damage from the March 14th to 15th storms. Now, additionally, those who are affected through the April 2nd to the 22nd storms, tornadoes, and flooding in Clark, Clay, Craighead, Crittenden, Desha, Fulton, Hot Spring, Jackson, Miller, Alachita, Pulaski, Randolph, Saline, Sharp, St. Francis, and White counties may also apply for assistance. I know that's a lot.
You're not from around here, are you?
I tried. So forgive me. So homeowners and renters who are impacted in those counties may be eligible for FEMA disaster assistance for losses not covered by insurance, and specialists are available to help you apply for FEMA assistance and review your application, submit documents needed to move forward with the application. Ways that people can apply is by first going to disasterassistance.gov. You can apply online, fill out the application. You can call our FEMA helpline at 1-800-621-3362 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Central, or by visiting one of our locations that we have set up in and around the different counties that I mentioned earlier.
Now, do you have a location set up in each of those counties?
Some of them are not in each counties. Okay. So the best thing would be to go to FEMA.gov and to be able to find those locations. The state, I believe, the State Emergency Management also has a list on their website. So you can go there as well to be able to find which location is nearest to you. But they're not going to be in each county.
All right. You and I talked briefly before we went on the air. Even people who don't have necessarily homeowners coverage should look into FEMA assistance because it is available in some instances.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, if you do have homeowners insurance, we encourage you to, of course, file your claim if you haven't done so already. If you don't have insurance, we especially want you to come in and apply for assistance because there may be some assistance that we can help you with to be able to jumpstart your recovery.
Very good. And Gary Anderson from the Small Business Administration, what about business owners in all this and how can you help them?
Good morning. Business owners, we also cover everyone from business owners, nonprofits, homeowners, and renters. We cover everyone from those aspects. Even if you've got insurance, you don't have to use your insurance first. We always suggest you go to SBA first because SBA, you can borrow the money for 12 months, no interest, no payments. This allows you to get all the repairs completely done to know exactly what was damaged and it's repaired. Then you can submit those receipts to the insurance. If you do take a check from the insurance company, that will be deducted from anything you might be eligible for borrowing for the repairs. It is better, though, that you go ahead and do the repairs, then seek your insurance company. That way you get an actual full repair rather than you come up short and then you have to come see SBA for a small interest, low loan due to the fact that you came out $25,000, $50,000 short. So if you don't have insurance, by all means, come see us. Homeowners, renters, we cover your car, your belongings. And for businesses, if you find yourself that the business has been destroyed or it's been damaged, you haven't been able to operate your business, by all means, come see us. Not only can we help you with the physical damage, we can also help you with the economic damages. Now, for that, you can come on and borrow up to $2 million for the business part and then up to $2 million for the economic. That covers your wages that you have to pay the employees, anything you lost, like stock, materials that you sell, don't feel like you can't make it back. There is options, and we have very low interest loans. They are non-payable for the first year, with no interest. This gives you an opportunity, whether you're a homeowner or a business, to get the business and the home up and running before you do insurance. Because like I always say, it's better to be safe than sorry, because you want to come up with the full amount from the insurance. But the only way you're going to do that is by doing the repairs first with receipts. And always look at options. And if you do have any questions about where to go, all you have to do is go on disastercustomerservice@sba.gov, and they'll show you all the locations where to go. They're in there to help you. If you find that you need to scan your documents, you might need help filling out the application, don't feel bad. Come in. We'll help you every step of the way. We're here to help you, and we're here to make sure that you can get back on the road to recovery.
Very good. And gentlemen, I'll post all this on the news site at whiteribbonnow.com, and it'll be on the Facebook pages as well. That way, if anybody missed it, didn't get it written down, or maybe transposed a few letters there while we were talking, well, they'll have something they can go back to and reference there. Gary Anderson from the U.S. Small Business Administration, Fabian Gutierrez from Federal Emergency Management Agency. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, appreciate
your help.